Now, the PM surprise general election 2017 Chris Mason desk of election news. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
So it's all about Labour today and that leaked draft manifesto. Let me tell you, when I was perched at my desk at 9:10 last night, eating a yoghurt, and saw the Telegraph and the Mirror tweeting that they had a leak, it quickened the heart rate somewhat. The reaction on the news desk wasn't all in the Queen's English, and that fruit corner went uneaten for a bit. Anyway, we got hold of a draft ourselves within the hour. Labour has been trying to work out who'd done it.
Are you embarrassed by this leak?
I am not embarrassed by anything and I have nothing to say. Thank you very much.
Are you responsible for the leak?
Oh, don't be silly. I haven't seen the bloody thing, have I?
Former Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett. This afternoon, Jeremy Corbyn said the party's now signed off what will be the actual manifesto.
And we believe the policies in it are very popular. An offer that will transform the lives of many people in our society.
Theresa May told Channel 4 News...
It's pretty shambolic, the way that their manifesto has come out. I think that shows the sort of chaos that we would see from a Labour government.
And best wishes to our cameraman Giles Woolthornton, who spent the day in hospital having had his foot run over by the car carrying Jeremy Corbyn. Next, a familiar voice we haven't heard for a while on PM.
Politics goes in cycles.
The former Prime Minister Gordon Brown speaking in Coventry.
The test, however, is what you do in the difficult times, is that you don't lose the courage to fight for what you believe in. You don't stand back and say, this is now not for me, it's too difficult. But you continue to fight and support and champion what really matters to the future of this country.
And talking of former Prime Ministers, David Cameron's been campaigning in Nantwich in Cheshire because...
Labour, frankly, have put up a candidate who is not cut out to be Prime Minister, would make a terrible Prime Minister.
Meanwhile, the Liberal Democrats say they'd allow 50,000 Syrian refugees to settle in the UK over the course of the next 5 years, much more than the Conservative policy in government. Tim Farron's been at a centre for refugees in Gloucester.
Sometimes you've just got to do the right thing. 5 million displaced people, a million of them in Europe, and the United Kingdom shames itself, or at least our government shames us, by consistently turning our back onto those desperate people in the world. Let's just remember, if the tables were turned, if this was a war-torn country and Syria was safe, how would we want those people to treat us and our children? When you answer that question honestly, then you know exactly what Britain should do.
By the way, just the other day, Mr Farron said his party was very clear there would be no deal, no pacts, no coalitions with other parties. But news from his patch, Westmorland and Lonsdale in the Lake District, that the Greens won't run against him because they want him to win. Talking of the Greens, to Woodbury Wetlands in Stoke Newington in London.
The word environment has hardly even been mentioned.
And Caroline Lucas wants to change that. She's the co-leader of the Green Party in England and Wales.
The environment is the air that we breathe, it's the water we drink, the food we eat, the countryside, the landscape. It's our rivers and our seas. Yet for some, it's still a secondary concern, something to be considered when we've fixed so-called more important issues.
The party wants a new environmental regulator and court to protect the natural world after the UK leaves the European Union. Meanwhile, the Scottish Greens will only stand in 3 of the 59 Scottish Westminster seats and will not endorse anyone else in the 56 seats where they're not standing. The Greens north of the border support independence but say it's untrue that they're propping up the SNP by not standing in close contests. Now, in the next few weeks, this desk will proudly perambulate down the Snickets, the Ginnells, the Twitchells of politics, beyond the motorways of the mainstream. Enter the Women's Equality Party, leader Sophie Walker.
What we're offering voters is a better option, a different option, one that flips politics on its head, if you like. We will be prioritising how you invest in the social infrastructure of this country. How about we invest in free childcare? That would have a transformative impact on the lives of women right across this country. And on top of that, you would also increase your tax base and you would decrease the number of out-of-work benefits.
And finally tonight, our listing service points out that the Prime Minister is on the radio at 7, being interviewed live on LBC. She'll be going on Facebook Live on Monday to talk to a certain Mr. Peston, these days of ITV. The other leaders to follow, say our friends on the other side.
Chris Mason at the election desk. This is PM on Radio 4. I'm Eddie Mayer. Our Twitter account is BBCPM. And if you send us a photograph of your favourite timepiece showing 5 o'clock, because the news starts at 5, we'll, in all likelihood, put it on our Twitter account for a week. That's BBC PM.